I once heard the story of a time when the Milwaukee Braves played the New York Yankees. Henry Aaron stepped up to the plate, and in order to try to distract Aaron, the Hall of Fame catcher for the Yankees, Yogi Berra, started chatting him up. And he said, "Hank, you're holding the bat wrong. You're supposed to hold it so that you can read the label." And the next pitch was sent sailing over the fence by Hank Aaron. And when Aaron had rounded the bases and he stepped on home plate, he looked at Yogi Berra and he said, "I didn't come up here to read." Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 1 verse 7 says, "John the Baptist came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him." Just like Henry Aaron, John the Baptist knew his purpose, to bear witness to Jesus Christ. And that's our purpose as well. So what do we bear witness about? To what are we testifying? Well, this is simple and difficult all at the same time. It's simple because we bear witness about the light. An effective witness is first and foremost about Jesus Christ. We tell people that God sent his only Son, Jesus, into the world to save men and women from their sin. We tell people that the world is the way it is because of sin in the human heart, and that nothing nor anybody can deal with the condition of a sinful human heart except for God's Son, who dealt with it by being a legitimate, perfect, spotless, blameless sacrifice for our sin. That Jesus experienced God's wrath towards sin on behalf of the believer, and that if a person repents of their sin and receives Jesus Christ for who he is and what he has done, then he will be saved. But what else did John say or testify about Jesus that might be helpful for us? Well, later on in verse 15, he says, "He who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me." And so John the Baptist is testifying to the greatness of Christ. In verse 23, he says, "Make straight the way of the Lord." This is a way of saying that a king is coming. In verse 29, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is telling us that Jesus is an atoning sacrifice. In verse 33, he says, "Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit," which means that the Holy Spirit brings new life to us. The substance of our message is the light, Jesus Christ, who he is and what he has done, which makes him the only one who can even legitimately offer a person spiritual and eternal life. And we pray that you are walking with him day by day. As you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Portuguese Cape Verdean LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Cape Verde.